chapter 127. The book of the etiquette of sleeping, lying, and sitting, etc. Chapter 127. What is to be said at the time of sleeping? 814. Al-Bara bin Azib radiallahu anhuma reported, whenever the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, went to bed, he would lie down on his right side and recite, Allahumma aslamtu nafsi ilayka, wa wajjahtu wajhi ilayka, wa wafaddu amri ilayka, wa aljatu zahri ilayka, raghbatan wa rahbatan ilayka, la malja'a wa la manja illa ilayka. Amantu bikatabillah ladhi anzalta wa nabiyyaka ladhi arsalta. O Allah, I have submitted myself to you, I have turned my face to you, committed my affairs to you, and depend on you for protection out of desire for you, and out of fear of you, expecting your reward and fearing your punishment. There is no refuge and no place of safety from you but with you. I believed in the book you have revealed and in the prophet you have sent, i.e. Muhammad, peace be upon him. Al-Bukhari. Commentary. Before going to bed, a believer revives his commitment to faith, Islam, and Allah by reciting this prayer of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. Through this practice, every night he is able to remember Allah and his commandments amidst the activities of the daytime. 815. Al-Bara bin Azib radiallahu anhuma reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, directed me thus, whenever you go to bed, perform wudu as you do for salat, then before sleeping, recite, O Allah, I have submitted myself to you, I have turned myself to you, committed my affairs to you, and sought your refuge for protection out of desire for you, and fear of you, expecting your reward and fearing your punishment. There is no refuge and no place of safety from you but with you. I believe in the book you have revealed and in the prophet, peace be upon him, you have sent. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, added, if anyone recites these words and dies during the night, he will die on the true deen, and if he remains alive till the morning, he will obtain good. And make this supplication your last words before sleeping. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. 816. Aisha radiallahu anha reported, the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to offer 11 rak'ah of optional salat prayers in the latter part of the night. When it was about dawn, he would offer 2 short rak'ah and then would lie down on his right side till the muadhan, one who calls for prayer, would come to inform him that the congregation had gathered for prayer. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith throws light on the Prophet's night prayers, the Hajjat, that is, it comprised 13 rak'ah, including 3 rak'ah of witr. It is also reported in Al-Bukhari on the authority of Aisha radiallahu anha that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, would always perform 13 rak'ah in the Tahajjud prayer. This hadith further tells us that after his midnight prayer, the Prophet, peace be upon him, would perform 2 rak'ah of sunnah, i.e. after the adhan of Fajr prayer, and then lie down on his right side. This practice of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, is an established fact. 817. Hudayfa radiallahu anhu reported, whenever the Prophet, peace be upon him, lay down for sleep at night, he would place his right hand under his right cheek and supplicate, Bismika Allahumma amutu wa ahya. O Allah, with your name will I die and live. Wake up. And when he woke up, he would supplicate, Alhamdulillahi ladhi ahyana ba'aduma amatana wa ilayhin nashur. All praise is due to Allah, who has brought us back to life after he has caused us to die, and to him is the return. Al-Bukhari. Commentary. In this prayer of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, the state of sleep is associated with death, while the state of being awake is associated with life. Furthermore, it conjures up the vision of doomsday. However, to recite these prayers prior to going to sleep and on getting up was the practice of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. 818. Ya'ish bin Tikfa al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu reported, my father said, I was lying down on my belly in the mosque when someone shook me with his foot and said, lying down this way is disapproved by Allah. I looked up and saw it was the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. Abu Dawud. Commentary. To sleep in prone position is extremely repugnant, and the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, has forbidden it. 819. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, "Whoever sits in a place where he does not remember Allah Ta'ala, he will suffer loss and incur the displeasure of Allah. And whoever lies down to sleep in a place where he does not remember Allah, he will suffer sorrow and incur displeasure of Allah." Abu Dawud. Commentary. In the light of this hadith, remembrance of Allah is commendable everywhere. Indifference to it doubtless incurs divine wrath.